So we hear in the Acts of the Apostles that those who were preaching about Jesus got beat up. Paul was one of them. They thought he was dead. His friends, the other disciples of Jesus, brought him, fixed him up, bathed him, took care of his wounds. And the commentary goes on to say that we have to endure many things for our faith in God. And it's now a challenge for them, as we read in this section of the Gospel of the Acts of the Apostles, that as they were witnessing to God because of their faith and being punished because of their faith, many doors opened to the Gentiles. Martyrdom has always been an example of faith in our church. And not only an example of faith, but an example of encouragement for people who are there not being martyred, being witnesses to it. It happened in the earliest days of the church. It happened when Paul was preaching. It happens today throughout the world. If you're a Christian, you believe in Christ, some places you're a marked person. So in preparation for that which would happen, Jesus says something very interesting in the gospel today. This gospel of John is taken from the gospel of the Last Supper. And he's having a dialogue with his disciples and telling them, I'm going away, but don't let your hearts be troubled. He's going to the Father. And rather than be troubled because he's leaving us, he's saying, I want you to rejoice because I'm going to the Father. But the phrase I want to focus in on is, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. That could apply to us in any circumstance. If Jesus is with us, and we believe he is, then anywhere we are, he's with us. And any moment of suffering or challenge, he's with us. If we look at the papers and TV, we know there's a lot of anxiety in the world, in our own city, and throughout the country, and throughout the world. Well, that anxiety due to misguided leadership, I think, very often, due to evil, due to sickness, is present in the world. But Jesus is saying to us, do not let your hearts be troubled. And you want to say, well, Jesus, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, my family's going through this, the world is going through this, it's upsetting me. He echoes, do not let your hearts be troubled. Now, the fact that he says that on the night before he dies is significant for us, I think. Did he know 100% that he was going to die the next day? Can't tell you. According to the scriptures, the gospels, that was part of the process. The part of the Last Supper, the betrayal, and then his trial before Pilate and the high priests. So he may have some inkling of it. But he knew that he was going away. That's all we know from him. He's going to the Father. Which means he remains with us as our Lord while he has been glorified in heaven with God the Father. Now that sounds like a location, but his glorification in, quote, heaven is not up there, it's here. He's with us in glory. The Father is with us in glory. The Holy Spirit is with us in glory. So when he says, don't let your hearts be troubled, but rejoice that I'm going to my Father, he's telling us, I want to communicate to you that I am going to be with you. Going to my Father indicates his glorious resurrection and ascension, his glorification. And he's not sitting on a throne somewhere, although the poetry of the scriptures says that. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's not sitting anywhere. He's with God the Father equally, and God the Father is all over, available. Not here in New York only. He's in China. He's in the Middle East. He's wherever people gather in his name. And he's telling us from wherever he is with us, do not let your hearts be troubled. But Jesus, there's so much stuff going on in the world that causes us anxiety, including our own illnesses. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust. Now let's get into that. That he's with us and he wants us to trust him and place our anxiety almost in his hands. To go through the anxiety that any of us will be going through or are going through, anyone here or throughout the world, trusting that Jesus is with us. Once he hit the resurrection, he was glorified. He became available to all of us anytime. So with that in mind, and we hear, do not let your hearts be troubled. Oh, but Jesus, I got this, I got that. I'm with you. He's with us. He's given us the strength to bear our own illnesses, our own losses, our own challenges of life, our own anxieties. And we know what anxiety is. It's focusing on our own illness, whether it's mental or physical. So he's telling us, in other words, don't focus on what's negative. Focus on the positive. Focus on the fact that I am with you. And I'm with the Father, and we will hear you. And we are with you. When we go through the illness or the anxiety, it's hard to connect with that. That's what faith is all about. That's what prayer is all about. For us to pray more ardently that we experience the peace that Jesus is promising us, that we experience the comfort that he's with us. His body, at the Last Supper, as a physical human being, he was still God, but there he was revealing himself as a physical human being. He knew the anxiety in the hearts of the disciples when he said, I'm going away. He knew that. He was a human being. So Jesus knew anxiety, but he also knew the answer to anxiety. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I'm with you. Sometimes it feels like he's not with us. Sometimes it feels like he doesn't hear our prayers. That's our human personalities, our human behavior, putting him at a distance from us. But he is never at a distance. If those words can only echo in our ears every day we wake up and for every prayer we pray, do not let your hearts be troubled. That's our mantra for today, and it should be our prayer every day. Jesus with us, telling us, don't let your hearts be troubled. Avoid anxiety of all sorts. I am with you.